The Carabao and the Snail. One hot summer day, Carabao came by the river bank. He was very thirsty. "Ah, cool water," he cried, drinking in mouthfuls. Flies buzzed around his ears, so he shook his head in annoyance. He drank some more. "The water is refreshing, indeed," a small but sharp voice suddenly said. Carabao looked around. He looked up and down. He turned to his left, then to his right, but he could not see where the voice had come from. "Who spoke just now?" he asked. "Who drank this water? Same as I have." "It is me. I am Snail." Carabao followed the sound of the voice. He was surprised to find a tiny creature near his hoof. "How long have you been there?" he asked. "Long enough to have a good drink of water. Same as you have," Snail replied. Carabao laughed. "You are so small, I might have stepped on you if you had not spoken." "Well, now I have, so you know I am here," Carabao snorted. "I sometimes wonder about small creatures such as you. I have been in the fields helping the farmer. I am an especially important animal." Snail sighed. "Aren't we all? Animals big and small each have their role," Carabao smirked. "I will challenge you to a race. Let me see what you can do." Snail puffed herself up. "All right, what are the rules?" "The first to reach the banana grove at the river bend wins," Carabao said. "But such a tiny, crawling creature as you could not possibly catch up with a four-legged beast like me." "So you think," Snail said, taking up a running stance. "At the count of three, one, two, three!" Carabao shouted and started to run. A short distance from their starting point, he paused and called, "Snail, are you still around?" "Here I am," Snail cried. Carabao looked down at the riverbank, and true enough, Snail was there, crawling up the path towards the bend where the banana grove was. Carabao ran faster. After a few paces, he called out to Snail again. Snail answered, "Here I am." Carabao looked down to find Snail right beside him. With one deep breath, Carabao raced to the banana grove, reaching the finish line, exhausted. To his amazement, Snail was standing on a boulder that marked the opening of the banana grove. "Snail?" Carabao cried, exasperated. "Yes, here I am." And the last of the snails that had been taking turns in the race, all the way from the mouth of the riverbank to the banana grove, greeted Carabao with a smile.